You're listening to SBS News.
Sona Iplani has lived and worked in Australia for 5 years. She, her husband and her 11-year-old daughter have wanted to officially call themselves Australian since the day they landed in Sydney from India. From the outset, Miss Iplani says they knew the process of making the dream a reality would be daunting, with lots of paperwork and even more waiting. But she says it will all be worth it when she finally receives the citizenship certificate.
I think it's more than a paper. It's like, officially feeling at home. Well, India would always be there, you know, my first home. But then having said that, I have now embraced the beautiful culture and the country and the people here in Australia.
Ms. Iplani and her family were granted citizenship early this month after being on the waiting list for 10 months. That was quick compared with the latest figures from the Home Affairs Department. They show 9 in 10 applications will now take 17 months to be processed. Registered Migration Agent Julie Williams says there are many hurdles people now face before they can become Australian citizens.
It's such an ordeal. It's starting to turn people off as to, you know, really, does Australia want me? Because I'd like to, you know, give back to Australia, but if they're not allowing me to become a citizen, it's quite a sad situation.
With the lengthy waiting times also comes a ballooning number of people in the queue. Close to 189,000 people are waiting for their citizenship applications to be processed. That is more than 8 times the number in 2015, when there were just under 23,000. The federal government says demand to be an Australian citizen has never been higher, and processing times are longer because there are greater national security threats than before. But the wait has meant lives are in limbo. Ms. Williams says access to study and certain jobs are just some examples of the issues caused.
Their ability to perhaps attend university, apply for government jobs. We have a lot of clients with children that have gone all the way through high school in the Australian education system and want to join the armed forces but can't because they haven't got their citizenship.
As someone who has gone through the wait, Sona Iplani says the longer term picture is worth the wait.
I would say good things do take time.
That time could soon be even longer. The Turnbull government is pursuing tougher hurdles to citizenship, including extending the waiting period for permanent residents to 4 years.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.